Beis at the Mishnah. Halacha Beis. Karma lo halacha. Karma. If I say that karma lo halacha, and the way the carbonator explains that means the carbon is like an exclamation. It's not that it should be like carbon, rather it's a expletive here. Oh, carbon! I'm not going to eat from you, right? So therefore, or carbon shalcha, or carbon I'm going to eat from you. Or low carbon lochalcha, for it said that which I'm not eating from you is not a carbon. Mutter. It's all these things. And mutter, these are not found in the door. Shavua, however, if a person exclaims Shavua lo chalcha, or Shavua shal chalcha, Shavua I will not eat from you, or Shavua that I will eat from you, lo Shavua lo chalcha, no Shavua that which I don't eat from you, asur, it's forbidden. In other words, the word Shavua used in expletive is different than the word carbon used in expletive. The word carbon used in expletive is just an expletive. The word Shavua used in expletive is a Shavua. I might ask why. The answer is simple, right? The word carbon in and of itself does not mean neder, right? So therefore, the expletive use of the word carbon doesn't necessarily imply neder. The word shvua in and of itself implies a shvua. So having the use of the shvua as an expletive implies that there should be a shvua involved. Okay?
I swear.
If you... I have a guy in my shirim, one of my shirim, who says always, I swear to God. And you know, of course you're not supposed to say that, but he picked it up, so everything is like a shvua. Okay. So says my... I don't say anything to about it, because I don't think it'll do any good, but... Alright. So says the Gemara, Zechoy Rebbe Shvuas in the Dorim. That's more severe by Shavuos and Adarim, but Shavuos, the use of the word Shavuos as an expletive generates a proper Shavuos. By Adarim, the use of the word Karbon, it's posted in there, as an expletive does not generate a Shavuos. Now, the Chayim and Adarim Shavuos, there's something which is more severe by Adarim than by Shavuos. What's that? Keita. Omar, Koinam Sukkah Shani Yose. If a person said, I want the Sukkah to be a Koinam, the sukkah should be forbidden to me because of neder. Lula shani noitel. This lula should be asked me that I shouldn't have to take it. Tefillin shani nosein. The tefillin should be asked me that I shouldn't put them on. Late tefillin. Bindarim aser. In the darim, this works and it forbids the object in question. With shvus and shvus are mutzah is permissible. Shanish by Mavlam and Mitzvahs, one cannot take a Shavua to transgress Mitzvahs. That's an interesting concept. You can't be Nishba on something which is already Mushma Vayim Marasina. The Torah told you X, you can't take a Shavua not to do X. Because we are Makabal at Har Sinai, the entire Torah of the Shavua, that's what we're Nishba to do. And therefore, to be Nishba against the Torah is absolutely unacceptable and doesn't work. But a neder does, because the neder is not going on your activity, right? You're mechuyev to do X. You can't take a shvua upon yourself not to do X, right? But a neder is not on you. The neder is on the object, and the object you can prevent yourself from using the object to do a mitzvah, okay? Because the chetza, the sukkah has no mitzvah to be a sukkah. The lulav has no mitzvah to be a lulav, right? So you take a neder on the lulav, even though you can't take a neder on the activity of shaking lulav. Am I making myself clear on that issue?
Is that a specific lulav you're taking a neder on, or all the lulav?
You can do it on all the lulav too. Even if by default you have no lulav, I think. Even if by default you have no lulav in the world left to use, right? But still, that's not that's still okay. It's still going to be a valid neder. Because neder's on the chepta, not on the gavra.
Well, it's also a mitzvah
saseh,
it's not a mitzvah
losa saseh. What difference does that make? Why does that make a difference?
Because if you don't fulfill the mitzvah lulav, you're just lacking your mitzvah.
Yeah, but I don't think Chazal wants to draw such a distinction. That's my opinion, that's my impression. Could be I'm wrong, but I don't think there's any difference between a lav and an asay on that part.
That would be interesting, like, why would we say, let's say that it's a
Well, that would be a good question. Why can't I say what am I doing the mitzvah? The other loss I say is lo yachol varo.
It's a good question.
I have a dim recollection of somebody speaking about, but no, it's too dim for me to recall what they might actually say about it. I think somebody does speak about that. Okay. Says of Velom Lotin, oh well, the Corbier is going to change the gears in this line twice. Should be Velom Lotin. No, I was quite pleased with when I was looking last night, early this morning actually, at the Yerushalmi in Yevamos for what we did this morning in Yevamos. And I found that gears have changed, which I made at the time. It's not material what it was. It's a relatively long thing. The Yifei Naim made. And it's interesting. The Yifei Naim, which is a commentary on the Bavli, which was in the Yerushalmi, does do that from time to time. I usually don't look at the Yifei Naim when I'm preparing. But in fact, you know, there are a lot of gears of changes which didn't make it to the blot, which I think are my originals, but unfortunately, not always are they my originals. But it's always more fun with the original, not just the carbonated. Right. Okay, the level of tea, why does it say so? The mouth change, as I said, the carbonated changes. The level of tea, it's for sha'ani ochel l'cha asur. Double switch. If a guy says shvur that I'm going to eat from you, in other words, that which I'm going to eat from you is forbidden, that's also. Why don't we mention that? It's an obvious case that should be mentioned in Mishnah. I'm going to tell you why. It's our Mishnah story about the severities by shvur zol nedarim. And in this case, this is severity. This is something which is equivalent, right? If a person said a shvua shani yoichol l'cha aser, and a person said also karban shani yoichol l'cha, he's also aser. In that case, karban serves as not an expletive, but as a definition. In that one case, it's a karban shani yoichol l'cha, right? Is that true? That's okay. Inside the car, that's not the case. Oh, 1 second. No, it's in this Mishnah here. It says Taka. It says Karban Shochel Lecha is Mutter. It says that in our Mishnah. No, it goes on. No, it's got to be that way. But let me go back to a minute, because the one goes on says explicitly. V'lama otina shvua shari oichel l'cha aser beginning thing of chol mishu sedar because looking for things that you're more serious shvua sedarim and top of oven of savrima meimar, and we wanted to say that carbon instead of shvua lo the shari terasel changes it seems the carbonate also changes carbat shari oichel l'cha divrei chachamim aser. That when you say karban she'echol l'cha according to chachamim that's author, then l'fum kein lo tanina. That's why it doesn't say this case. The thing is, though, it's bothering. So that's what the Gemara does say. Then according to the carbonated girsa, that shvur shani echol l'cha is author, but so is karban she'echol l'cha. But take a look at the first line of the Mishnah. At the end line says b'karban she'echol l'cha is not considered to be a valid nether. Do we have an explicit machlokas about that previously?
Mentions that there's a
machlokas. So it's going like, Arma should be like Rabbi Yehuda.
must be because it says, what's it called? It has the double negative here. Now, how come we say?
You know, I take a look back on Dalam Basement on page 8. Maybe the change has to be with an additional unit, and that'll work out. The Mishnah said, "Oimer korban oilu mincha uchatas toidu shlomim she'eni yoichel uchah." They're not going to eat from you, also. Not shani. But Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits it. So that's what Gemara is saying. Let's go back over here to Halacha Habez and change it, which is with an extra hay. Why don't we mention that Shua She'eni Oichel Lucha is Osir, right? So in that the Gemara says, begins Nihachem B'Shua She'Nedorim, because it's verity by Shua She'Nedorim. But Sarvina Meimah, he wanted to say, Shua She'eni, not Shani, Shua She'eni Oichel Lucha. Divrei Chachamim also. That's what it said back there, that the Chachamim hold it's also, right? That's Tanakama in Perek Af Halacha Dal. Therefore, the Fum Kein Lo Tzinina, that's why it's not mentioned here. That works out. If you just learn the word She'eni, then everything is fine. Because our Mishnah talks about, speaks about the case of Shvul Shani Ocha Lucha, but not Shvul She'eni Ocha Lucha. So Shvul She'eni Ocha Lucha, their attack just by a nether would be the same thing. By neder, any oichel lucha would also be osur. Okay, so korban any oichel lucha and shvua any oichel lucha, those are both lashonos which work to make the statement effective. And one is a neder, one is a shvua, so it wouldn't be a severity of a shvua over a neder. That's why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Okay, that's good. So instead of just shani, as I read before, you just add an aleph and a yud, and you make it she'eni. Okay. Okay, says the Gemara further on Vavod Aleph, Hareu ki korban, Hareu li korban. What if you say that this thing is a korban? It's like for a korban. Hareu ki korban, it's like a korban, mutter. That's not a lasha which makes another. I have to say, like the korban any ochelucha, right? This is a korban. I'm not therefore not for me. That I'm not going to eat from you, or something like that, which doesn't identify it as a korban, but rather designates it as a korban. I'm not sure if I'm making that clear, but the bottom line is you have to make clear that it should be like a korban in a korban its restrictedness, not a statement of definition, which is clearly wrong, because it's not a korban, right? But if you say Hareu Shvua, and similarly, if you say Hareu Shvua, this is a Shvua, Hareu Shvua, that is a Shvua. Hareu Kishvua, if you say that it's like a Shvua, then Korban Eid changes gears to Mutter. That's okay. So, I'm not sure why Hareu Shvua works any better than Korban off that. I see I missed the gears to change to Korban Eid. Maybe that's what makes the difference. In the third line, where it says Hareu Korban, Mutter, so the carbonator changes that to Arehu Kekarbon Osir. That's Taka Osir. So let's see. What?
Why would that be Osir?
Because it means it's like Hekdesh. That's a classic language of a nether.
Because it's not an exclamation.
Right.
No, but if I'm like, I could like mean if I'm saying like, this is like a Korban. It tastes like a korban.
No, that'll be actually. That's a valid point. And the Mishnah is going to get to later on. Say that if you can be mefarish your nether, and say that you meant something innocuous, and the nether falls off. But you're talking about a case where you weren't mefarish your nether. You didn't come later on and say, "Well, I meant it tastes like a korban." Okay, but you're right. In theory, one could say that. So let's try that again. Hareyu korban, it is a korban. Hareyu le korban. Hareyu ki korban, also. That's totally different than I read it before. Now, all these are considered to be actually defining characteristics. Okay? Totally different than what I said before. If you say this is a korban, it's for a korban, it's like a korban, those all languages is gearsa change, which are usher. Why the usher? Because we're defining the object as a korban. And defining the object korban, according to korban eight as gearsa change, which I had not noticed before, makes the thing usher by definition. Okay? And vice versa, Hareyu kishvua mutter, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? So because you can't define something as being a shvua, you can find something as being a korban. So it is logical now, and I see I was wrong before. To define something as a korban does make it a nether. But you can't define something as a shvua. Something can be defined as a korban, but it can't be defined as a shvua. So therefore, if I take something defined as a korban, that tak is a nether. Unless I'm a farish later on, and I said, what I meant was that it tastes like korban. But if I say this is like a korban, that's a nether. But if I say this is a shvua, like a shvua, that's not a shvua. And it makes sense, of course, because korban is on the cheftza, right, which is the language of nether. Shvua is on the gavra. This can't be a language of shvua. Okay, so that can make sense. Okay. Says the Gemara, Zechor Mishuos Adorim. This is a quote from the Mishnah. This is severity by Shvuos Adorim. Chom Adorim Shvuos. And there's a Chom Adorim Shvuos. What? The Dorim apply to mitzvahs and Shvuos. And not Ketzad. And where do we learn this out? Because it says, Oh, Nevesh Kisru Shavar Vatei B'Svasayim. If a soul takes an oath to express it with its lips, to do bad or to good. In other words, to negate something for oneself, or to do something positive beyond what one normally does. Ma'atover shus, just like to do the thing, is an optional activity, right? It's something which is, the Torah does not mandate you're doing it as an optional. So to the negative thing here is a reshus, an optional thing. Yot a dover shalisser, as opposed to something which is prohibited, which is not a dover reshus, it's not an optional thing. It is definitely forbidden. And says you're bidover, but it should be vidover shal mitzvah. And so it's a mitzvah, which is also not optional. A shvua doesn't apply not just to an avera, but also to a mitzvah, right? I'm sorry, a neder. Shvua doesn't apply to neder or to either avera or to mitzvah because they're ready not considered to be as varishus. Now there's a very important ritbaz here. The ritbaz says here that in the bottom person said, he says here, what's the reason for this? Look in the fourth line down. The fourth line says down in the ritbaz says umehai taima. He says there's a logic to it beyond the pasuk, which is that if I want to take a piece of pig and make it kodesh, it becomes kodesh. Right? I can be mekadesh a piece of pig. It becomes hektish berek abayis. It doesn't become kedushas mizbeach, but it becomes kodesh. It's possibly the makdish a pig. So therefore, neder does apply to Isser, right? Again, the other Mieshla Akish with the Kovin Shrine is Kosu and Shishla, going to Mieshla Bosa Trafe and Avail, if he has meat of Trafes and Avails, he wants to Makdish lobsters, right? He Makdish lobsters. Yochel Akish and Benek Abayas, Davi Kmutzer Bano, because they're permitted to draw benefit from Shitish Chal Hector Shalem, therefore the Hector Shalem's upon them. So Hector will sell the lobsters and dominates. But they, the Hekdesh now owns the lobsters, right? And skipping the brackets, the Kamech Chal al Hekdesh on land, since Chal Hekdesh falls upon them, the Yochel Lesser Lord Bekorim Lishmai can make them Moses Kren to heaven. Al Kwarab Sheetah, the Yochel Lesser Latzmo Bekorim, so you can also Aser. Suddenly Aser upon yourself with the Konam. In other words, I can say, let this, let the pig be upon me like a koinam. So even though you're not allowed to eat it anyway, so vis-a-vis you, it's still no different than being makdish a pig. You're being, making a nether on a pig as well.
Yeah, Tom said yesterday that you can't ask yourself.
Only Shvuah. Only Shvuah. Only Shvuah, right. Not nether. And that's what he says here. That would, well, actually, we didn't see this inside yet. Let's see it inside. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, I'm at the four lines on the air before the Mishnah. No, not. What's so funny, Donald? I didn't say anything funny.
I know, but I'm just like thinking to myself, April 15th is coming up, and if people think tax laws are confusing, they should try looking at the dark.
That's true. Right. Well, so anyway, we're not there yet. I made a mistake. I have a boy named, and they wanted to say shoyge. Then the nether works on a mitzvah object if you did it unintentionally. Or amazing, but if you knew what you're doing, lashgicha doesn't work. Cannot intentionally ask for one sukkah. Says one, yes, one can. Everything which God wants you to do, not at things. Oh, yeah, okay, Rabbi Shmuel, Zitaka can't do b'mezid. That's true. He says, kol reitzim p'vias, anything which can come out of your mouth, lo yeitzim b'dei shamayim. Not something which you're...
One second. I'm confused what you say. I think it's going on a Shavua. No. He's right. I missed another important Korban Eda. The Korban Eda says that this is going on Shavua. It says, Havim Boy Maymar. When it says Havim Boy Maymar, the fifth line of the Mishnah, Havim Boy Maymar, they want to say that Shoigeg means that a Shvua taken B'Shogeg is not Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. Havim Mezid, but a Shvua taken B'Mezid on a Dvar Mitzvah perhaps is Chal. In other words, Neder we know is Chal. And Shvua we know is not Chal. But maybe it's only Shvuah taken b'shoigeg, not Shvuah taken b'mezid. If you dafka go ahead and take a Shvuah b'mezid, so on a mitzvah, maybe that does take effect. So that, Rabbi Shmuel says, everything he does from anything which comes out of the mouth he should do, and Yaseh is the Lashon of Shvuah, it's a dead giveaway, it's going on Shvuah. Because Yaseh, when we say, on the other, you wouldn't say Yaseh, right? Because in there, there's by definition, passive, right? You're not going to do something. Yaseh means a shvua to do something, right? Right? To do, not to refrain from doing. So therefore, it says, Chol Yetzei Piv Yaseh means anything which Yetzei Mi Piv, the Lo Yetzei Mi Shvai Na Piv Shvai Na Seh comes out from the mouth of heaven. Umar Amar, the other man number says, Av Ekdesh Kei, so too by Ekdesh, it's a question. So let's say, the Shai Torah still also changes the gear, so he says, and let's say also by Hekdesh the same thing. In other words, let's say by Hekdesh that even if you did it, that the Hekdesh is not Chal on something which is a Dvar Mitzvah, meaning a neder is not called the Dvar Mitzvah. So therefore, it says the Gemara, by Mr. Shemila said, the logic which Ritba says, Shkein Oda Maktish Zukos L'Shamayim. The reason why neder is called Dvar Mitzvah is because a sukkah, or for that matter, any other object, can be made L'Shamayim. But meaning that you're Maktish the materials, and therefore it happens to be Mela, that you become Osir in using the thing. Not that you took a shvua on your activities there, and economy doesn't work on Mili Dishmaya. But we're talking about a nether which you took upon your sukkah, that would be a valid thing to prevent you from sitting in the sukkah. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Yesh nether besoch nether is a nether within a nether. Vein shvua besoch shvua, there's no shvua within another shvua. Keita. How so? All my person said, already nazir, I'm going to be nazir im ochal, if I eat. Already nazir mochal, I'm going to be nazir im ochal if I eat. V'ochal, and then you ate. Chayav akol achas v'achas. How many nazirs do you have to keep? As many times as you said it. For one mice of eating, right? You chayav multiple nazirs, right? Now, so he's 30 days, and then another 30 days, and so on and so forth. Assuming that's Tam Zir Shloshim Yom. Shvua Shlo Ochal, what if a person took a neder a shvua not to eat something, and he took multiple shvuas not to eat the same thing. Shvua Shlo Ochal, Vach, and then he wait in a chai velachas in a chai for one. So a shvua can't, a neder, a nedar can be chal, even though there's one already in place. Shavuos cannot be chal once there's one in place. It's not clear to me exactly what the logic is, but I guess the logic is that a nether is, since it goes on an object, so you can have the many dinim can attach to an object. The shvua is an activity. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's on yourself. Yeah, that is the reason. How many times can you make it on yourself? Just once.
Yeah, but things like this, the Korban and Pnei Moshe point out that even by Shavuot, if you, let's say, you made three Shavuot, and you were Mati the first Shavuot, the second Shavuot then takes effect.
Say that again?
It's dormant.
It's dormant.
If you were Mati the first Shavuot, let's say, Shavuot Shalocha, Shavuot Shalocha, Shavuot Shalocha, and then you ate, you only have one, but let's say you were Mati one Shavuot. So the other shvuah is waiting there. It takes effect afterwards. You need to be marked to three shvuahs in order to get off scot-free.
Okay.
Where is it waiting? Where is it on deck? It needs a little bit more beer because you need the on-deck concept to work, right? So if it's on deck, then how are you going to actually account for that? So obviously, there's something more to that. The net, it's not just that the neder applies to Chevtzah and the Shvuah to the Gavra, but rather neder is something which by definition can be attached several times. I'm thinking that maybe along the lines of Ritba's, and I think I actually had this thought this morning, you can make something hektish perhaps multiple times. It just means you're going to give its value to the Berakha Bais. No, but that doesn't work. It doesn't work because once Mila is better go by Sitak, it can't be Makdish again. I'm not sure what the difference is. Anyway,
what you said is definitely correct.
Yeah, what it says correct. You took try go inside now, see if I'm in with you.
It's also in shoes.
What?
Just like another interesting thing is that they made the neder positive and the shvua negative.
What do you mean, find that it's positive?
Like, exactly. The neder is, if I eat this, I may become an nazir, right? But the shvua is, if I don't eat this, I'm not going to eat this.
In this Mishnah specific case, right. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if there's going to be meduyah from that, but you're right. That is an interesting thing. Anyway, let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi boy, shvua, shvua, shvua. You said three times, shvua, shvua, shvua. But, and then you said shlo ocha. This is a fascinating thing. You said, shvur, that I'm not going to eat. And then you wait. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boon. Rabbi Yisrael Boon said, Nishmini Me'ado, let's hear from here. Shvur shlo, ochal kikor zeh. You said, shvur, I'm not going to eat this loaf. Shvur shlo, ochal. You word said the word shvur. You said a phrase. Another phrase. So v'ochal, and then you ate anyway. You only chayv one. Nesha marzu, because you punctuated the sentences prior. In other words, you finish one shvua, then began to say another shvua. Finish another shvua, then began to say another shvua. However, oim lo marzu, if you didn't punctuate by saying zu, chayv kol achas v'achas, you chayv in each and every one. So see, it's another interesting thing that even by shvua, where we say ain shvua besoch shvua, right? But if you have a way of circumventing that. Way of circumventing that is by, instead of saying shvur shlo chazu, you said shvur shlo chazu. In that case, it does work. It's all three shvus to vow upon you, and you'll get flour for all three if you transgress your shvur.
So the less specific you are, the more chances that it's going to work on top of the other. Because you don't say zoo.
Well, I think it's more bas achas works. Consecutively doesn't work, but simultaneously doesn't work.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, because the way you before you finish your statement you said shvur three times. At the end of your statement, all three words devolved upon you simultaneously. As opposed to being one, then another.
Once you break a shvur, does it fall off, or do you go back?
No. Well, no. If you break it again, you get flogged again.
That's a good question. What exactly is going on here?
Okay, let's go on. More continues in this vein. Avimi, the brother of Chayfa, he was the brother of the entire city of Chayfa, I guess. So Avimi, the brother of Tuko? Sorry. Avimi, the brother of Chayfa, Omar, she said, Shamashis bin Adolim, Shamashis Shvuos. Shamashis means little air, sir, but it means that he had an internship. He was an expert in Shvuos and the Dorim expert Shvuos. Boy Chayfa, the decade, so his brother Chayfa wanted to check him out. He asked the following question. Hamisha kikar, he had in front of him five loaves. So Amrei said, Shvur shlochal kikarzu. This is actually a pretty cool case. He said, Shvur, I'm not going to eat this one. Because of Amar Shnaim El, they said, Shvur, I'm not going to eat these two. Because of Amar Shlosh El, these three. Because of Amar Arbe El, they said, these four. Because of Amar Hamisha Elu. So you got the case? He had five loaves and asked him, First one, next time two of them, next time three of them, next time four of them, next time five of them, right? So Mao, what's this? Vachal, and now here it says Vachal is a Rishon, but the Shai Teres still, it seems the Carbonator also, changed it, Vachal is Kulam. He ate all five loaves. Mao, how many transgressions do you need to transgress? So Pashu would say five, right? Because he took five shulas, right? One, two, three, four, five. So I'm going to call achas v'achas. He said, "Taki chayv and each every one five shvus, right?"
It's only shvur that aser all five of them.
What?
There's only one shvur to aser all five loaves.
True. Amalei, so he said, "Enu chayv el achas." Why? Became a chizkir love shvur a soul kinevela. It's interesting thing. Not what you're saying, but it's saying that what you're saying will come up later. It's saying what once you aser the first one became an avela. Interesting concept. And since it became an avela, it's like you tried to make a shvua on an isser. So it's interesting. In neder, we said, see, this is gelling in my mind as we go along now. A neder works on top of another neder. The reason is obviously because that a neder doesn't consider something like, doesn't make it like an isser, makes it like hektish. Shvua makes something like a isser. This makes a lot of sense. Now I'm quite pleased with this. I pat myself on the back. A shvua
works by definition by making something osur on me. But a neder works by definition by making something hektish on me. Once something is osur, you have a principle, you can't mushma by me ar sina. But we don't have such a principle by neder, because neder doesn't make something osur, it makes it like hektish. And the rationale is because shvuah is on me. And just like I have tariyag mitzvahs, this is my 614th mitzvah. But neder works on the object. So neder devolves a new specific din on the object, really. It's just one which makes the object have a specific halacha vis-a-vis me at this point in time, but not a prohibition. In other words, I want to make that more clear. It doesn't become shtik chazer. Shvuah makes their shtik chazer. Once it's chazer, there's nothing else to talk about. Neder makes it vis-a-vis me like hektish. Okay, but it's not true hektish. Maybe I can make it hektish again. So that's what they want to say here. When I took a shvuah, number one, then one and two, then one, two, three, then one, two, three, four, then one, two, three, four, five. The second net, Ellen the Dorian passed the first one, can't work. Because it's a shvuah of Atzeret which is ready also on me. Okay? Is that relatively clear? Okay? I think it's a good spot. So it says, again, main shvuah's chalos is there. Sir, turn your page. Chalos about Kedah is the following question. The opposite question. Hoyah Chamisha Kikar in there five, and it'll glow. So Amri said, shvuah Chamisha Kikar Meil. First he took a shvuah on five. The Chazav Amar Vitali, they took a shvuah on four. The right reverse. Chazav Amar Shlo Shail three. Chazav Amar Shnai Meil. Two. Chazimar Echodzeh. One. Vachos Kumi ate all of them. What's here? So, you know, it's already Tori Chapdan Abime, right? I'm like, Eno Chayv Elachas. He's only Chayv one, right? You already told me that Locha, right? Amar Leitzeh said, Baloni, 0 for 2. El Chayv Elachas Bachas Chayv each every one. Why? Elo Misho Amar Shvush Locha Chamisha. The person took a Shvush not to eat five. Vachol Arba. And he ate four. Shemayna Potter isn't the Potter. It's a fascinating thing. If I took a shvuah not to eat five and ate four, did I transgress anything? No, because what was my shvuah? Not to eat five. Not it wasn't not to eat each one of these five, but not to eat five together. So here each shvuah in turn took effect. Because the shvuah was the Isser with the new Isser I promulgated, Mitzvah 614, was not to eat five loaves. Which means that I could eat four loaves, like Chatzis Shir, right? And then when I took a shvuah not to eat four loaves, that was Mitzvah 615. Not to eat four loaves, and so on and so forth. So I'm chayv in this case, each every shvuah I take. You don't like it?
I'm trying to think about your comparison to making it like a treif.
Yeah.
Vela.
Yeah.
So if all five are in the vela.
No, it's a unique kind of veil. It's a veil only consists of all five. It's like, you know, you don't transgress for eating cheeseburger unless you eat a gazayas of cheeseburger. So you wouldn't transgress unless you ate all five. Okay? That's a shol shah, you know, I don't remember that shiloh. I'm not a good, the dorm is not my forte. But there was a shiloh somewhere, either in Gemara or in Rishonim. It's probably in Rishonim. Is neder chal and chatzishir? And is shvuah chal and chatzishir? Same principle, right? The chatzishir is not the same as the shir, so and it's not subject to that principle. So here it's the same thing. The shir he made is five. Four is the chatzishir. On the four, the shvuah was not chal. It's not chal on the five. So that's why the next shvuah does take effect. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi said, "Mistabra." So Rabbi Yossi comes to a very interesting perspective here. Says Mistabra ki'ilu de Chaifa Bachri, so he likes Chaifa at the end. The Chaifa bebas kadmais and Chaifa in the beginning, meaning he likes the both svaros of actually here it's the Korban itself. Starbakhli the Chaifa, so he says it came to Ochal Khoina be fish korban, Hanakhisa Khati Shir Hain, but Khati Shir Lo Machaid. So especially it's like a Khati Shir afterwards. So anyway, I saw somebody who changed the gears in the Shari Terrace Stroll, and I don't know exactly how he changed it, I think. He changed it to Kakhui the Chaifa Khrais of Akhrisa. Oh, it's not a change. I just read it wrong. Sorry. The Shari Terzel says, the Shari Terzel just explains the way it says it. I skipped the word. A critical word. Or may I say, Stabi kachui de chaifa b'achraisa, or de chaifa b'kadmaisa. He says, it makes sense to say only chaif, always, only one. Kachui de chaifa, or zavime, you said in the first case, you chaif one. Chaif was one in that's in the second case. He said only chaif one. Achrisa. The chaifa is chaifa himself, who said in the first case, so you also only chaif one. Basically, what we're saying is you only chaif one korban no matter what. Why is that? So you said this for before. I forget what you said. What was this for you said before?
I said that because you made one of the shuas that you made was for, in the first case, 4 or 5. And the second case, both cases, that there were multiple shvuas. Each shvua had a different objective.
Which shvua you chayv on?
So you're chayv on the shvua of whatever you ate. If you had a shvua for 5 and you ate all 5, then you transgressed that shvua. But among the many shvuas that you made, if you had a shvua for 3 and you ate only 3 out of the 5 loaves, so you're chayav on, you transgress that shvua.
Why does that work that way? You're right, that's what I'm saying, obviously. But why does it work that way?
Because that was a specific shvua that you made, among all the other specific shvuas that you made. That one of the shows that you made was...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, that's a very good way of saying it. Is the Don here what Dr. Smidell saying? He's saying like this. He's saying, the shvua I took, this, the Gemara is saying you only have one in each case. So the way Dr. Smidell explains that the first case, you have a shvua, you took a shvua which is situational. The first shvua is if I eat one, so I transgress the shvua. But if I eat 2, I might not transgress the shvua. And in fact, I indicated that by taking a second shvua and saying, if I eat 2, a shvua. So that's like the next, it's actually the next Mishnah where you say that which we're going to see that the perush of a neder counts. If I expound upon my neder and say, this is what I'm about to say, so it counts. So it's as if the guy is saying, yes, the first shvua is only on one loaf. But if I eat more than one loaf, so then I'm potter. So what's the last? So finally, until finally, it says, "Well, if I eat 5 loaves, I'm chayiv." So no matter what, it's only transgressing one shvua of the 5. You see that? Because each shvua that's so the only chayiv one. And the sefer also, the Gemara says here, the kechayfa the kachui the chayfa bachriyisa. He's saying, like the brother of Chaifa in the end case, they also only chayav. No, but you don't have to come out. You don't have to come out the way you're saying in the first case, though. Because the one in the first case said already, you swore one, only chayav one. Because remember, in the first case, we all like Chaifa. Chaifa already gave this one. In the first case, he says the reason I only chayav one is because once you made the first one, also upon you with a shvua. So the next case, the next scenario, already doesn't take effect. You could still use the Sfora of the Gemara. I like your Sfora, but the Gemara Sfora itself could work, which is not your Sfora. The Gemara Sfora itself, which the Gemara could say that once I made the first one, also the only shvua which actually took effect is the first shvua where I asked one loaf. The next shvua to ask for 2 loaves doesn't take effect because one of those loaves is Oslo, which is already Osir, and it's like Nishba ala Isser. Nishba Isser doesn't work. So that was the Gemara's rationale why in that case you only get one korban and not multiple korbanos. So that we pass like the brother, like Chaifa Bekad Mesa, the only Chayav one. Not necessarily for your sport, but for the Gemara's sport it could be. That the first one already became an Isser. Later on, in the second case, the Gemara wants to pass him like the brother of Chaifa, and we said a Shvuan 5, a Shvuan 4, a Shvuan 3, a Shvuan 2, and then a Shvuan 1, so then you only Chayav 1, right? And the question is there, why only Chayav 1? In this case, the Chayav on each one, right? So there, like the brother, like Haifa himself said, right? The first shvua only was extensive on five. The second shvua was more extensive on four, and so each one should devolve in turn. So here the Gemara obviously feels that no, either that's not true because the shvua on five made each one a part of an iser, right? Each one is part of an iser. That might be what the Gemara holds, and therefore it's similar to the limiting svara in the first case, but that's probably not what the Gemara holds. The Gemara probably holds in the second case a variation of what you're saying. In other words, in the second case, even if you ate all five, right, that only falls into the prohibition of the first shvua. Because you cannot work your way up the ladder where you started from five and went down to four and three and then two, then one. Why? Because as you eat each one in turn, you're hooking into the earlier shvua. I want to say even more than that. Say, if I ate all five, then that comprises the shear of the first shvua which I ate. So that comprises the shear of the first shvua that I made. So that comprises the shear of the first shvua that I made. So that's that means I automatically eliminate the possibility of transgressing any further shvuas. It's true, I went through the shvuas in turn until I reached shvua number one, going back in time. But since first shvua number five was on one loaf, and I didn't just eat one loaf, shvua number four was on two loaves, and I didn't just eat two loaves. I ate all five loaves. Then I went back in time and transgressed l'mafreya, the first shvua I ever took. So that causes all the other subsequent shvuas to fall off. So as I travel through the loaves, I'm going back chronologically to the earliest shvua and hooking into the earliest possible shvua, and that's the one which is mechayev me, which is a similar as far as what you were saying before. Do you like it?
I mean, it seems to be the explanation.
Yeah, it must be the explanation, yeah. Because obviously we want to say Chayef only one in both cases. We have to come up with this with a reason which makes the first shvua the iser, which for some reason prevents all the other iser. So in the first case, it's obvious, because you ossered one loaf. So that one loaf becomes an iser initially. In the second case, it's less obvious, because the first shvua ossered five loaves. But you have to say that as you eat each of the shalom, you go back chronologically until you finally hook into the first iser.
So I keep seeing Mishbar on the Seifa as well. The first shmua makes everything iser. So how could you have a second?
No, because then you're because chatzishir is not also yet. Because you, it's like as if you. A person can make a shvua. That's what I said before. A person can make a shvua to Asar Chatzishir himself, even though the Torah did not. So that's what you did here. You said, and I'm asking upon myself the Chatzishir as well. But the Gemara says, yes, but that's only if you stay with the Chatzishir. But if you traverse the Chatzishir and get to the Shir. But the person who asks himself, the same thing would be, the person asks himself a Chatzishir, he has half a Gezeis. But he ate a whole Gezeis. He didn't just stop. He had a whole cheeseburger as opposed to half a cheeseburger. So in that case, we wouldn't say, well, you transgress your shvua also. The moment you hit the whole cheeseburger and say, forget about your shvua, you transgress what the Torah said. So that's basically what's happening over here. Okay? Except here it's not what the Torah said, but rather what you said earlier. Okay. Stam the Dorim Lachmir. Generally, you go by a Dorim Lachmir. But if you can explain the, give us an excuse and explain it, Lahaka we go to Kula. Keita, also. Amri said, Arei like kibasa maliach. He said, let this be upon me like salted meat, ukiyai nesach and libated wine. Imshel shamayim nodar usr. If you had a mind to do it, l'shem shamayim, like the wine, the meat and wine, the base of mikdash, so it's usr. Imshel v'rezor, if you had a mind that it should be like, because that's a dover another. If you had in mind that it should be like meat and wine used for avodah zarah purposes, mutra, because that's not a dover anodo, that's a dover aser. Right? Vim sosa askam, what if you did without explanation, aser. Then it's forbidden. But you can explain yourself, no, I didn't mean like beis hamikdash, which is aser. I meant like avodah zarah, which is not aser. Similarly, arei like yichem, say upon me like yichem. If it's like chem, which goes to shamayim, neder, that was the intent of your neder, it's osur. Vim shel kohanim, and if it's a kohanim, which means that which really belongs to the kohen, mutzah, that's permitted. Vim stam osur, if you did it generically, it's osur, but we believe you if you tight yourself up. I really like a meiser, if you say tree upon me like meiser. Inka meiser behema nodar, if it's you meant like meiser behema, which is a dovra nodur, it's osur. Vim shel dogan, if you meant like meiser dogan, that's not a dovra nodur, so mutzah, that's permissible. Vim stam is generic osur, and we assume it to be forbidden. I really like a truma, say tree upon me like truma. Im truma, truma salishka nodar, if you meant like the truma taken from the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year to buy public carbonos, harez the isur. Because that's Dover another. Im Shogorim made like the Truma taken in the Silo Mutter, it's time to be Dover another. Im Stam was generic Osir, Divrei Meir Torah Meir. Chachamim Yechamim say, Stam Truma be Yehuda Asura. By, in Yehuda, we assume whenever the person uses the word Truma, he means Truma Salishkon, therefore it makes a matter valid. Or the Golil Mutaras, and Golil is permitted because Shein Anshe Golil Makim Truma Salishkon, they don't know about Truma Salishkon because they live far away. And when they use the word Truma, they mean generic, general grain Truma. Stam Chorim Yehuda, therefore Stam Chorim and Yehuda, and vice versa. Stam Chorim Yehuda Mutarim. If somebody says Shmila Chorim and Yehuda, he's Mutar because in Yehuda Chorim were Charmi Kohanim. The Golil Asur in there forbidden because they use Chorim and L'Shem Shamayim. Then go to the Berak Abayis. Shein Anshe Golil Makir and Chorim and Kohanim, they don't know this concept of Chorim Kohanim. Okay? Says Gemara. Now this Gemara is not actually going on a Mishnah. It's going to Gemara later on, Mishnah later on in the sixth parak, where it says that salted meat. If a person asks upon himself salted meat, not he said, let this be upon me like salted meat. But so I don't want to know, better not to eat salted meat. What's considered to be salted meat? Right? So I say, Maliach Loilam, it's salt which is salting which preserves forever. That's the getter of salted meat. Holishah, but if it's just salted for, you know, temporarily, for seasoning or for salting, for, you know, removing the blood, that's how to say salted meat is still permitted for him. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Me ma d'tnias." It's for that which you learn. Harelai in our Mishnah we learn. Harelai kabasim meluach yain yoshon, where he uses the basim meluach yain yoshon yain nesach. I'm sorry, as the point of reverence for his neder, and that's say about the korbanos of Beis HaMikdash. Adam Ramalich Hashem Maluachu. That tells us that soy which is salted temporarily is considered to be salted. Why? Because the Mishnah, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't salt permanently. They didn't salt for preservation. They salted for honor, right? Ez Maliach Lashah. What is the salting, the temporary salt in the Beis HaMikdash? Kaitani, like we learned in the Braisa, Ketzer Raisa, what do you do with the Varim in the Beis HaMikdash? Noticing that the Varim Agave Melch, he put the limbs on the salt. Both, and then you turn them over and put it on the Mizbech. So there it's obviously a temporary salting, not a long salting, a permanent salting. Alright, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Amar said, no, it's no proof. Shani, there it's different. You know why? Excuse me. Shema who owes on Shem Nimlachim. It was a lot of salt in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't leave it in the salt, but it could have been left in the salt. And it could have been salted for pickling or preservation. So therefore, the fact that we use basa maliach in the context of Beis HaMikdash, even though it's true they didn't always salt permanently, but it wasn't as if there wasn't enough salt there. So maybe there's the basa maliach, which is osur, is only basa maliach, which is li'ayla. I know it's basa maliach l'sha. Vaidam Rado, who says that even basa maliach l'sha is osur in a nether of basa maliach. So he says, I'll tell you, this braisa, actually I think it's a Mishnah. So says Mar, you're taking olives out of the storage container. You can dip each one in salt and eat it without meistering it as a snack. But what if you take two out and dip them simultaneously? No, then you can't snack anymore because that's considered to be kvius, the fact you salt into several together. Also, we see that salting, even l'shah, is considered to be chashuv. Right? That's what defines the chi of a maestro, so you can't snack on it anymore. So therefore here too, it must be that temporary salting, or salting, you know, just for seasoning, is not to consider something salty, and therefore it's considered to be chi of a maestro at that point, and also it's considered to be enough to make it part of your neder when you took a neder to refrain from Maliach. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. Harel, like a truma, say it should be a part of your truma. Even truma is a lishka neder, if you meant truma is a lishka aser. That sounds like a truma's toida. What about the truma of toida? You know, from the Torah there were 40 loaves, and they took 4 of those loaves and they gave it to a kohen. And the rest of the 36 you got to eat yourself. So what about if you had in mind truma toida? It sounds like that's mutter. That's not considered to be a davar anador, right? It's part of a korban. Yeah, but by the time you give it to the kohen, it's a gift, not a neder. Of a truma toida mutter. You show gore mutter, and certainly if it's also if it's the truma of the soil, it's mutter. I'm sorry. And the sefer of the Mishnah said, the Mishnah Garmuter, the sefer of the Mishnah said, no, if it's truma, if you meant truma in the silo, that's okay. Which sounds like, but truma's taida usur. Sounds like that anything more than that, including the truma taida, is a vow neder. So it's a contradiction between the inference of the ratio and the inference of the sefer. Halcha Amar, it's also the inference of the sefer is that truma, if it's like truma's toda, it's forbidden usur. Following the inference of ratio is that if it's like truma's toda, less than truma's lishka, it's mutra. Say it's mutter. No, so shmina minadol. It's learned out from elsewhere. It says the person said that mother should be also pami kechalas Aaron and kuchumas like the chal and truma given to Aaron. That's mutter. That's not a nether. It comes out of the truma's toida. The person says be like the truma of toida. It must be it's also because that's the flip side of that. The chachormi continuing from the Mishnah said chaymarim. Stam truma Yehuda Asura, generically, truma in Yehuda is considered to be the Asur truma, truma Zalishka, of a Golem Teres Kula, it's considered to be Mutzer truma. Shein Anche Agolem Makir truma Zalishka, then it was truma Zalishka business. Avlima Makirim, sounds like if they didn't know about truma Zalishka, Stam, even Stam, generically, would say it's Asur. So, unless they refer it differently. Similarly, Stam Chaloli, now this is the same Kash, we're the same type of question before. Stam Chaloli, Yehuda Mutar, it sounds like a Stam Chaloli, Yehuda's Mutar, right? We're Gola, Surin, and Gola, it's also. Shay, Bene, Gola, Makirim, Chermikoni, because the people go do not know Chermikoni. Sounds like Avul Ima, you Makirin, if they did know what Chermikoni were, Stam and Mutar, then Stam would be Mutar, because they assume it's Chermikoni. So again, the same question. The image of Seifa is that if they were they to know Chermekoanim, Stam would be Mutzer. The cut image of the ratios where they know Chermekoanim, it would still be Osir. Omer Elazar said, train the anointing, it's Taka Machokas. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, not true. Cha Tano Yehu, it's one Tano. Kemada Mashtam Charomin Lebedaka Bais. Our image is going like the being which holds generically. A cherem goes to Bedek Abayis. So there's a default position that a cherem goes to Bedek Abayis. Baran Kamanda Mastam Charami the Kohanim. But indeed, if you hold like the generic position Mesech the Erechim, that Stam Charami go to the Kohanim, I feel it go yeah Mutzer. Even go to go Mutzer where they don't know about cherem Kohanim. No, now they don't know cherem Kohanim. So therefore, it's also. But where they know about cherem Kohanim, so even go to Takvi Mutzer because we'd say. That if you hold that Stam Chorim El Kohanim, so even in Gol it's going to be Mutter if they know about the existence of the thing, because we basically the default assumption goes by whatever is the prevalent Chorim in therein. Well, it's basically what you were saying is that no, this is different because by Trumas Toida, Trumas Alishka, and Trumas Geiren, there's no default assumption what the Truma is. But by Charomim, there is a default assumption. It's a machlokas in Masech Erchin, what the default assumption of what the Cherem is. But whatever the default assumption is, that would apply equally in Gol and Yehuda were there to be specific knowledge of both Charomim. And Stam Cherem would be one or the other, so the Allah would be equivalent in Golil and Yehuda, and that's a variable which our Mishnah is not dealing with. Okay? Just one more, three more lines, the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Shermila said, I don't go, they must learn a lot of Tanakh. So you know about the Cherem of Ochon, you know, where Yoshua forbade them to take from the booty of Ai or Yericho?
Yericho.
They fell in Ai. So therefore, at Omer Osir, that's what you say it's also, because that's what they have in mind. Yehuda, they didn't learn, they were Litvaks, they didn't learn Tanakh. The Shein and Regil and Becherem Ochon, they didn't know anything about it. So they never learned Sefer Yeshua. I thought they were Mutter, so therefore we say that they didn't know what's going on. So it's all really a continuation. In other words, it depends what you know. Since this is Chal Cherem is a concept which is based on knowledge,
Suppose the truma is a lishka, where truma is tummy, all that, where it's not based on us, so therefore it depends who knows what, at what time, and one can reconcile the two kibbutz and Mishnah and not say it's a machlokas.